Peyaperk Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Kerem Shekulo Oilelos. If one has a vineyard that is all Oilelos, it's all these incomplete grapes. There are no clusters. They do not have the kotei for the natef, like we explained in the previous Mishnahs. Rabbi Eliezer Omer LeBalabais. Rabbi Eliezer says, in this case, they all belong to the Balabais. He does not have to give Oilelos. Rabbi Kiva Omer LeAniim. Rabbi Kiva says, they all belong to the Aniim. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Ki tivtzor loisa oilo. The Torah says that when you cut, don't strip these incomplete grape clusters. And Rabbi Eliezer says like this, Im ein butzer, if there's nothing to cut, meaning there's no real cuttings that are happening, there's no cuttings of complete clusters of grapes, minayin oilelos. So why would the aniim get the oilelos? In other words, the Torah says, ki sivtzor, that you have to have a significant cutting, meaning you're cutting complete clusters. Therefore, only then does it say, loisa oilel. Only then is there an issue of taking from the oilelos. So Amalo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said back to him, V'charmecha loisa oilel, afilu kulo eleilos. The Torah says, V'charmecha, it says your vineyard, you should not glean from, you should not take these immature grapes from. And that means, afilu kulo eleilos. Even if they're all like this, even if all the grapes, none of them are complete clusters with the katef and the natef. Im kein, zok Rabbi Kiva, lama nemar ki sifzer loisa oilel. So why does the Torah say, ki sifzer loisa oilel? So it does sound like you have to cut something significant in order to have the issue of leaving over or not leaving over for the aniim these oilelos. So the reason it says that is ein laaniim beoilelos koidem habatzir. That it's true that all of the field can be oilelos and the aniim would still keep all of the field, but the Torah tells us the significant cutting is to teach us a din that the aniim cannot take from the oilelos before the butzir, before the balabais starts cutting. In other words, the cutting does not have to be to cut a significant cluster, according to Rabbi Kiva. But the Torah tells us, still yet, the aniim can't just come in if they see a field that has all these incomplete grapes. They can't go, wow, this is awesome, let's just go in and take. Rather, they have to at least wait for the balabais to cut. Now, the Yerushalmi says, also Rabbi Eliezer also holds this halacha, that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the aniim could not come in until the balabais cuts his significant portion of what he would take, which is his cluster. And this is actually similar to where we had in Brachos, where, if you remember, Beis Shammai said that a person should say Kriyat Shema while lying down, as it says, B'shach b'chov kumecha, and Beis Hillel said, B'lech techa v'derech, teaches me you can say it any way you want, even while you're walking. Beis Shammai said, B'lech techa v'derech is b'leches didach, that you can only say Kriyat Shema while you're doing your own thing, but not when you're oisik b'mitzvah, because Beis Shammai learned oisik b'mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. So Beis Hillel also learned oisik mitzvah potter min a mitzvah from that pasuk too. It's brought down in the Rav, even according to Beis Hillel and other places, and Taisi Center brings us down there, and over here as well. And the point is that he makes is that even according to Beis Hillel, although Belech Techa B'Derech teaches us Oisik B'Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah and could be the Iker Drasha Belechas Didach, but still Memela I know, just obviously, if the Torah tells me that you say Kriyat Shema when you're walking on your own way and not when you're walking to do a mitzvah, to do Pidyon Shvuyim or whatever mitzvah you're doing, I also obviously understand that you can obviously say Kriyat Shema while you're walking, because it says only when you're walking your own way. So too here, very similar, the Taisi Santif explains that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, although the main part of the drasha here is to teach me that only when I make a significant cutting, a full cluster, only then do I have a chiyuv and an isser of taking away the oilelos and not leaving it over for the aniim. But memela, I understand, it's obvious from the pasuk that oilelos only occurs when I first start cutting. So it's not the same drush as Rabbi Akiva, but it's an obvious understanding that just comes out of the pasuk itself. And that's how the Taisi Yantav explains it over here as well.